Second and 6 coming up.
22-22. Shelke keeps it for himself, coming around the right end of that offense. And looks like he has the first down by about 2 yards. Gets down to about the 37-yard line. Tackle made by Anthony Sweeney again. A 7-yard gain when they needed 6. Move the chains for the Pirates.
Hey, Anthony Sweeney reads the play well again. But dodging through defenders, it took him an extra second to get there. He does make the tackle, but Shelke has enough for the first down. And the Bearcats going to take a timeout on defense.
Dave Kaufman calls the second timeout for the Ubley Bearcats in this half. 4:38 left in regulation. 22-22, Harbor Beach and Ubley all squared up as we've played already over 40 minutes of football, and we're already right where we've started from. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. We'll return in 30 seconds.
Arnie Ruthenberg here, sales manager, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet, Buick, and Seaway. With over 40 years in the automotive business, I have come full circle. Back where it all started for me, right here in Seaway. I'm committed to making every visit here at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick a pleasant one with unbeatable deals. New or pre-owned, see me, Arnie Ruthenberg, sales manager, or any one of our professional sales staff for an unbeatable deal that only can come from Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Seaway.
.38 left in regulation, and we're tied up at 22 apiece. Two wide to the left, one to the right for Harbor Beach in the shotgun formation spread. It's a handoff to Cole Anderson. Has room to run, spinning all the way down close to the 30-yard line as Anthony Sweeney brings down Cole Anderson after an 8-yard, maybe 7-yard gain. Second down, 3 yards to go for the Pirates as they're now at the Ubley 30-yard line, marching left to right across the radio.
That carry should put Cole Anderson over the century mark for the Pirates. I believe he's got over 100 on 21 carries. That's the second Harbor Beach tailback, well, counting Shelke, go over 100 yards rushing in this game. Notice on that play, though, 3 receivers on the field, 2 to the right, 1 to the left. Anderson keeping in the backfield. They run from the spread that time, and Anderson having success.
And Anderson gets it again. He's across the 25, has the first down, and move the chains for the Pirates. 3:51 left in their fourth quarter. A tackle was made by Skyler Lasoski. First and 10 for the Pirates at the 24-yard line of Ubley, 22 apiece.
That seems to be the case. If Harbor Beach runs to the left, it's Skyler Lasoski making the tackle. They run to the right, it's Anthony Sweeney. Those are the guys that are coming up big for the Bearcat defense, making tackles anytime they get an opportunity. But Harbor Beach has gone to the spread, and now Cole Anderson getting a little more steam rolling before he gets going. And his 3-yard runs that he's been working so hard on just turned into a 7 and a 6-yard gain. Harbor Beach going to stay in that same formation. Keep in mind Devin Finkel, the other running back, keeping Shelke company.
And off to Anderson again. He gets down to about the 20-yard line. A 3-yard gain for Anderson on his 23rd carry of the night for 112 yards. Shelke has 20 carries for 120 yards on the night. Tackle was made by Ubley's number 57, Cameron Peruski. 3:10 left. Clock continues to roll. Ubley only has one more timeout. Harbor Beach has 2. We're all tied at 22 apiece. 3 minutes left in regulation. Second down, 6 to go for the Pirates at the Ubley 20-yard line.
That's right. Just under 2:55 now on the clock. Harbor Beach controlling the clock. Bearcats hanging in there. They got a chance to make a stop. Second 6 coming up for the Pirates.
Shelke in the shotgun, hands it off. Going to keep it for himself. He's down to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Harbor Beach! James Shelke from 20 yards out scampers in on a 2nd and 6. And the Pirates take a 6-point lead with 2:39 left in regulation with a 2-point conversion still coming.
All set up by the Cole Anderson running game. Back-to-back-to-back carries through the heart of the defense. Read option. Shelke keeps it for himself around the right side. No Bearcats to be found as Shelke sprints into the end zone untouched to put the Pirates back up by 6 points. But they scored almost too quickly, Clark. They left a lot of time left for that Bearcat offense. So this is an opportunity for the Pirates. They must have this 2-point conversion because you almost have to expect the Bearcats. They've driven down the heart of this Pirate defense the last few drives. They're probably going to go down and try and score, and probably will score the way the pace of this game has been going.
So Harbor Beach calls a timeout. They're second in the second half. Troy Shelke wants to talk to his quarterback, James Shelke, and the other 10 players out there. A heck of a ball game so far tonight. Let's take a look at the Howard Beach offensive stats here for a second. As it's been the Cole Anderson and James Shelkey night, both seniors. James Shelkey with 21 carries, 136 yards, and two touchdowns for him. Cole Anderson, 23 carries, 113 yards, and two touchdowns for him. James Shelkey on through the air, 4 for 8 for 53 yards and one interception. Michael Anderson bringing in two catches for 22 yards. Austin Roberts, two catches for 31 yards. As we take a look at the Ubley Bearcat offense, 163 total yards. Casey Sweeney leading the rusher, 13 carries, 54 yards. Ethan Lemke, 8 carries, 21 yards. Anthony Sweeney in between those with 5 carries for 25 yards. Mychek, though, 2 for 3 through the air for 57 yards, both to Anthony Sweeney.
And both came on that last drive. So Harbor Beach, in the back of their mind, D coordinator Ron Rubel's got to be thinking, they hit us with two big passes last drive. They got to be ready for that. Matt Mychek and Lemke both have touchdown runs in this game. Anthony Sweeney having a nice day. Only has 5 carries, but 25 yards, averaging 5 a tick. Would be surprised if he doesn't get a few more carries. Harbor Beach going to line up in the wing tee for this two-point conversion.
Shelkey in their center, and he's going to keep it for himself. Dives in, touch, two-point conversion is good. James Shelkey and the Pirates are now lead by 8 points. With 2:39 left in regulation, it is Harbor Beach 30, the Ubley Bearcats 22, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
At Bay Four State Bank, we believe the best way to understand our customers is to listen to them. Down on Main Street. Our lenders will sit down with you and put together a financial plan that best suits your needs. Whether it's an agricultural or business purchase, buying that new car, refinancing your existing home, or helping you purchase a new home, the team at Bay Four State Bank is ready to listen to you and develop a plan for you. We will not treat you like a number. While we might not be the biggest name in banking, that won't stop us from being the best. Get to know your local Bayport State Bank financial team. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
For over 120 years, local farmers and businesses have put their trust in Bayport State Bank. Shouldn't you? Bayport State Bank, with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, an equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Harbor Beach leads by 8 points, 2:39 left in regulation, 30-22. Harbor Beach by 8 points. Kendall Genner ready to kick off for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Left to right, across your radio, into the wind. Ubley deep back, Casey Sweeney, Ethan Lemke at their own 15.
Glad you pointed that out. Ubley will have the wind at their back on this last possession. Well, what we think could be the last possession of the game. So that helps if any throwing game they might possibly have. They've already completed two passes with the wind last drive.
Bounces at the 22-yard line into the hands of Ethan Lemke. Breaks free of the first tackle, breaks free of the second tackle, and finally brought down at the 38-yard line. Going to mark him down to the 39. Leading the tackling was number 32 for Harbor Beach and special teams. What a surprise, Cole Anderson.
Anthony Schweitzer, 54. Mason Yon, both had a chance to tackle before that. Lemke able to sneak out of those tackles. Tackles you got to have at any time, whether it's special teams or on defense, doesn't matter. But a great run that returned there by Ethan Lemke. And it gives the Bearcats pretty good field position. Both their own 39-yard line, 2.5 minutes to go in the game, one timeout in their pocket. They got lots of time. This offense is definitely potent enough. They can certainly tie this game up yet and force overtime.
Mychek back to pass, has to roll out of the pocket, lets it fly, and this one is caught at the 42-yard line for a 2-yard gain. And Harbor Beach is there to bring him down with authority. That's number 56. Justin Wuschlager, the left linebacker, outside linebacker for the Pirates. Despite a complete pass, looks like a 1-yard gain when all said and done at the 40-yard line. Tackled out of bounds, so it stops the clock with 2:22 left in regulation. 30-22, Harbor Beach by 8 points.
And I'm with you on your original call. I don't like that spot. I thought that was at least a 2-yard completion. They're only giving them one. So I disagree with that spot. It's only a yard, but nonetheless, they're going to go back to the tee to the left.
Mychek fumbles it, and he has to jump on it. Ball's loose. No word yet. Looks like Ubley did recover it. But a near disaster for Mychek and the Bearcats. But now it's a third down and 11.